Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Maria McGee, Aviv, Caitlin Porter, Cheshire Savant, Kevin Cantu, Michael Geese, Emily Hannigan, Anne Elitson, Greg McMullen, Björn Jaeger. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Part two of our Rusty Quill gaming holiday special, Honey Heist, just massacre.
It's New Year's now.
Just, oh, it is. It is New Year's. It's a fair point. I mean, that's why I said holiday.
Yep. There you go. All the snow's gone.
With me, I have
Helen Gould.
Bryn Monroe.
Santa Claus is dead. For
that's
a year.
That's not true.
He hibernates.
Okay.
It's like a living
that's
death.
Not death.
It's a living death.
Like
right? He goes into torpor. If we're running with Wad, he's gone into torpor because he's fat on milk and cookies.
Until all the children say, Fatagan, 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 Santa. And then up he rises again.
Oh, I'm Ben, by the way. Hey.
Thanks for clarifying.
So, we are going to pick up where we left off. I am going to get you all to describe to me how you think you are right now. So, starting with you, Helen, where would you say Boris is? Boris, the black muscle, unhinged cowboy crown wearing bear.
Yeah. That's the one.
Do you remember your situation?
Boris has just been caught trying to dig a way into the special mansion house thing and been caught by some guards.
Yes. How about Winnie the incompetent sun driver who wears a trilby?
Well, I think probably he lost the trilby while rolling.
Oh, no. I saw the trilby, you said. I put it back on your adorable little hair.
Well, I think he's cuter without a trilby myself.
I disagree, but you're my Gerald,
I'm
you see.
I'm stuck with the rich old man who decided to call me Gerald sitting next to the bonfire, getting increasingly frustrated with my new role as his pet.
The more you struggle, the more I love you.
Grief.
Yep. And we have Toddles, the washed-up panda face cowboy. I like the job face cowboy.
It's like space cowboy, but friendlier.
Yep.
I'm not in St. Engelbert's Esoteric Wildlife Reserve. I am St. Engelbert's Esoteric Wildlife Reserve.
I believe you mean St. Engelbert's Wildlife Reserve for the esoteric and weird, or esoteric and strange, depending on your...
Well, I'm sorry, Alex. How could I forget? Such a good, tight, not at all strange name.
Continue. So you were telling me how you're not inside St. Engelbert's Wilderness Retreat for the Esoteric and Strange.
I am St. Engelbert's Wilderness for the
you
Esoteric and Strange.
You are St. Engelbert's Wilderness Retreat for the Esoteric and Strange.
Yes, I think it's a reference to Plateau. Basically, I'm doing a predator. I'm killing people in a wood.
Okay. So I'm going to start with you, who are St. Engelbert's Wilderness Retreat for the Esoteric and the Strange.
It is me, St. Engelbert's Wilderness Retreat for the Esoteric.
You finish eviscerating the people who were foolish enough to come after you.
Does a bear eviscerate in the woods?
Yes, it does.
It bloody does.
So what now?
I am one criminal, so I cannot disguise myself as one of the guards.
You're the best kind of face.
So I am actually going to grab one of the guns that I've taken off of one of the guards and use the butt of it to smash apart the sewer grate that I was trying to get through with my claws.
Okay, give me a bear check.
Wow.
Yeah, another
failure.
Would you
like to do your emergency flashback?
I don't know. I can't, because that doesn't let me re-roll. And if I go to six bear, I die.
Your emergency flashback.
Oh, sorry. Have I missed?
You can voluntarily move 1 point from bear to criminal by doing a flashback scene.
That won't help, because I have to roll under bear. So the only way I can get my six to be...
Yeah, but it will stop your bear maxing out. Like, it won't help you succeed. It will just mean you don't immediately run off and bear.
Oh, that's the element that I... sorry. Okay. Yeah, I need to be a criminal... Okay, yeah.
So it has to be a flashback to the planning.
The CV bar.
It can be anything. Recruiting, planning.
I mean, it's not so much a bar as the back of an ice cream van.
Yeah, I pluck the cigarette from my lips. So, if everything goes wrong, the plan is that I continue to distract things outside the perimeter while you two can get inside.
Okay.
Why can't you just eat your way in?
What?
If there happened to be a barricade, and I'm pretty sure there won't be, if there happened to be a barricade, it's probably made of long planks of wood. I reckon you could eat that.
Well, I don't know, but I'll give it my best go. Flashback ends.
Smashback poo. You holding a gun. Just bang, bang. Bang!
Okay,
bang.
So my criminal
goes over.
And then I get frustrated and my criminal goes down. And here I am back at 5-1.
So you're back at 5-1,
yeah.
But have failed, if you see. That was why I was pushing the flashback.
No, that's fair. That makes sense now.
This grate is not going to move. It turns out St. Engelbert's Wilderness Retreat for the Esoteric and the Strange had a lot of issue with things coming up the sewers and invested in adamantine grates, and it's really paid off over the years.
It's fair.
Like,
it's
really
fair.
Paid off. I'm going to jump to Winnie, and I'm going to get you a hat, but another hat, a flashier hat.
I'm already pretty frustrated with the Trilby. I'm going to claw his face.
Okay, yes, that probably work. Could you give me a bear, please?
I succeed.
Good.
And you see, one day all this... Oh! Oh, it's on my face! Oh, get it off! Kill it! Kill it! Kill it! Kill it!
Yeah.
Scratch, 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 scratch. Presumably you
I
then...
run off.
Yeah, you run off successfully. Someone already took out the cameras. How useful is that? Meanwhile, it's like, my
You've
eyes!
You've been part of a team.
Yeah.
Oh, my eyes! Oh, find it and kill it! Find its children and kill them! And it's children!
That's why you don't make friends with capitalists.
And he just... You hear
he
his...
probably just wanted to make, like, clothing out of me.
Oh, almost certainly.
I would guess.
Yes, like Mr. Burns.
Exactly.
Almost certainly.
I think we're all thinking of the same amazing song.
Yes, we are.
It's a pretty good song.
So, you managed to flee off into the thing. Boris.
Yes.
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Bad news, then good news.
The bad news is there is no good news.
Oh, all right then.
The good news is there is no good news. So you're surrounded...
Maul them! Maul them!
By...
Maul them!
The elite.
Maul them! Maul...
I am the muscle, so that was going to be my plan.
You are surrounded. They are aiming their laser-pointing machine pistols at you.
Good grief.
With their bulletproof vests. They're all big hulking bruisers with suits basically stitched over them. You know all of them.
Of course I'm going to... Like, I think... So the thing is, I am literally the muscle. This is what I was made to do.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Let's do some mauling. I do not maul them.
You go. Bang, they shoot you a bunch. Bang, they shoot you again. Eventually, they just start shooting you till you don't get up.
Okay. I am going to need to do a flashback though, because I was on 5-1.
Okay.
So.
You can all only do this once, by the way. And I will lose the entire party in the first half of part two.
Okay.
So what happens if we get really badly injured by the guards?
That's a good question.
Maybe we should plan this out and have a good long think about it in a scene.
Yes. Well, you bear up and you tough it out, because that's what bears do.
Boris squints in a Clint Eastwood type tough guy way.
I mean, That's a nice plan, but it's more of an attitude than an action.
Fine, we call for help with a big bear roar and scare them all away and attract the others to us.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Do I get to roar, Alex?
So, you get to roar quietly because the equipment cannot handle it if you properly roar. So as the bullets unload into you again and again and again and again and again and again and again, far more than any bear could really take, let's be honest.
Oh, no.
I love the fact it's like, do it quiet. It's like, okay, so you cup your mouth as close to the microphone as you can to really focus in that sound.
It's because I was being quiet and I don't want it...
This isn't quiet. This is a megaphone.
Okay.
Everyone else, you hear the distinct sound of a bear signal.
Oh, no, she's in trouble. He's in trouble.
Winnie, I'm going to go with you first.
Did my stats change when
you succeeded?
Yeah. So I'm 3-3 at the moment. I would like to run towards the roar, and I don't think I can take on a bunch of armed guards, but I reckon I can trick them into chasing me. Now, I might not have a vehicle, but the essence of a car chase is the chase, not the car.
I mean, it's weird that you don't want to use the quad bikes that are held up by the mansion, but you can do what you want.
I use the quad bike. Is this bear or criminal? This is criminal, right?
This is criminal, but you get your bonus because you're a driver on a quad bike. No.
Ignore me. My bonus action is sense honey. So, yeah, we'll probably make use of that at some point. I'm going to steal a quad bike and try and trick the guards into chasing me.
Uh-huh.
With my criminal stats. I succeed!
Yes.
Yay!
You hop onto the quad bike, and unlike the limo, this one, you know, it's a bit more familiar. I don't know what it is. There's something about just it not being so enclosed and full of Tommy gun, you know? It makes it a lot easier. You gun the engine, they all turn around going, oh no! And you begin gunning it off around, and you can basically Harry Hill them.
Yes!
All the cameras are done, and all of the guards are now in play. You can just knacker them.
And lead them on a merry chase.
Hey!
Congratulations on your success.
Oh man, I'm gonna get more criminal.
On to you, Toddles.
Well, this obviously isn't working. What's the wall made of?
What's the wall made of? Wood.
So wooden planks.
Basically.
Yeah, definitely wooden planks.
Cool. So that sounds like Winnie's plan, the suggestion is actually pretty good.
Although you would never admit it.
No, of course not. So yeah, I'm gonna shuffle up to the side of the wall and just start chomping
give
away
the
until there's a panda-sized hole.
Give me the roll.
Yeah, I succeed.
Nice.
You proceed to really, really easily. It's really easy. You should have done this from the start. Why did you even use the ice cream truck? This would have taken 2 minutes. You're in. You eat through the wall, and your head pokes in.
Part A, do them all. Part B, eat the wall. Part three,
make it fall.
So you bite through
Part
the...
Part four, get the hole.
Yes. There is a weird moment where you bite through and your head pops through. A quad bite zips past, which you're fairly certain is driven by Winnie, and then lots of really, really tired guards chasing on foot behind. They eventually finish and you eat your way through and enter the compound as well. Presumably heading for big building, I'm guessing.
Is that the place that looks like it might have really expensive honey in it?
You...
I'll go there.
Yeah, that's fine. Cool. In which case then, Boris, the bullets have stopped.
Hooray!
Entering you. They're still falling out of you at the other side quite a lot. You got shot a lot.
Is that how bullets work?
Yeah, definitely.
Ow, tink, ow, tink. Oh, I'm going to feel that one tomorrow. Oh.
Okay. Because we're taste
lead.
Bullet,
I can taste lead.
Like when Wolverine, like when...
Yeah, it's that. Yeah, we're doing that. Yeah.
That's how bears work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We all know this.
So...
None of us were in the Woodcraft boat.
What are you doing now? You have been shot so much.
Well, there is no health stat, so I'm going to ignore that. So, digging has not worked. Climbing has not worked, so I'm going to try and enter through the front door.
Striding in like you own the place. Good day! Good day!
Part three, entrance hall.
So, are you going to try and do so by just tearing through full bear? Or are you going to try and do it sneakily? How do you want to go in the front door?
I'm going to take my cowboy hat off and only wear my crown and pretend I'm one of the VIPs.
That'll be a criminal check.
Oh, well, I'm committed now.
Do it. Roll a one.
I've got
a... Roll a one. Oh.
I did not roll a one. But it was fun to think of what could have happened.
Now, Ben earlier drew my attention to the fact that you can totally do the flashback thing more than once. So I am going to allow it, but you are still going to fail now. Would you like to do another flashback?
Yes. I would like it to be a solo flashback. And it is Boris sitting by a little pond and rearranging, like, so he's found the crown.
Okay.
And he's putting it on top of his cowboy hat.
Okay.
And he's trying out all the different ways that it looks. And then he takes off the cowboy hat and replaces just the crown and looks like Narcissus, admiring his own beautiful reflection. He is transfixed and he says, yes, yes, this is who I was meant
to
be.
Now, I do need from this it somehow giving you an out.
In that case, a fish suddenly jumped out of the pond and attacked him. So if anyone recognises him, he's going to lash out at them like he did to that poor salmon.
Okay.
Inspirational.
So you're back. You know what? As far as complexity goes, I mean, I don't think you could get an Ocean's film with a number high enough to cover the intricate nuance of your flashback. I love it.
Look, I'm unhinged and I'm strong. Hitting things is what I'm going to do.
So you sort of head up and you're like, I'm a king. Heading up to the front door. Everyone surrounding the bonfire just looks as a bear goes up to the front door, and there's a moment of quiet, and you're like, it appears to be locked. At which point everyone goes, a bear! It's a bear! Get the guards! They all look around. There are no guards. They're all either chasing a quad bike or dead.
Fantastic.
It's a bear! Everyone begins panicking, an alarm starts going off, and it turns into pandemonium.
I know, but that's why I looked to
Ben. You see, I'm getting. He holds the cards when it comes to panda based jokes.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
They could have been bamboozled.
You're just pandering to Ben's character.
Can I have bamboozled?
So
everyone appears.
I bequeath you bamboozled.
Everyone appears to be completely bamboozled. Hey, and chaos ensues.
What a good pun out! Well done. What a great pun.
So, jumping to Winnie.
Yep.
You notice that the last, most hardcore of the guards finally collapses face down.
Oh no! I have a different plan to deal with the guards. It's gonna be hilarious. Let me. So you know what else you have at Honeycon apart from honey?
Yeah. Bees. Interfering players getting in the way of a consistent universe.
I'm going to point the quad bike towards the beehives round the back of Honeycon.
Ooh,
and I'm going to roll off and let the bike smash into the bee enclosure and watch the bees pour out and engulf all the poor remaining guards.
A bee explosion.
A bee explosion, yeah.
I will allow...
Everyone loves bees.
Alex is looking really waspish now.
Having said that the guards collapsed face down, they have. Should you choose to still crash into the bees...
Fine, I get off the quad bike and walk away without any style points whatsoever.
The only reason you are not driving into your beehives is because you're choosing not to.
I'm going to smash a window in the house and climb in through the window. So I'm feeling very criminal right now.
Okay.
Which is, by the way, I'm sitting in between Alex and Ben. I'm getting a really weird energy.
Yeah.
I like being in the middle of this.
I succeed.
You succeed. You smash the window.
I'm very criminal.
You smash the window. Yes, you do smash the window, and you hop inside, and immediately see the laser security grid that is lacing the interior. But you do succeed to enter the building,
yeah,
where others have failed to dig their way in, or just open the door whilst going, I'm a king. I'm going to jump to Toddles. You're in the compound and have managed to approach. All of the VIPs and agricultural workers seem to be just going off on one.
So there's one quick point of order I want to make, which is more to the audience, because we're playing this for, like, to get two episodes out of it. I think we should say that I don't think normally you can just have a flashback in response to maybe dying, otherwise it would be impossible for you to die. I think you're probably supposed to do the flashbacks before the rolls, but in order for us to be able to keep momentum on this, that's what we're doing. So just before anybody writes us in saying we're ruining Grant's game...
We are.
But we know we are, and that's what's important.
Well, on the fly, I've both decided that you will face all of the security measures and also that you only get three chances for flashback and or eat honey eating.
Oh, well, there we go. No one's eaten any honey. We should be eating honey.
You should be. You should be gorging yourselves on honey.
Not very criminal.
You're not very criminal. You should, so far, you've just attacked things the whole time.
Sure. Yeah.
What bears do.
That's what bears do.
It's true, but it's not what criminals do. Hence the problem.
Right. So I'm in the compound.
Yes.
I'm unseen currently because I've eaten my way through the fence.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to kind of like scoot up to the window that I heard breaking.
Yep.
See the laser defense grid and go, how am I going to deal with that? What I'm going to do is I'm going to wander over to those really cool looking beehives that Winnie mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, very sadly, didn't get used for some reason. I don't know why. It would have been a really good... But anyway, whatever.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
I'm just going to... Basically, because I'm feeling pretty bare, I'm just going to run straight through them all, knock them all over, and then leg it for the window. Because my plan is, if the bees follow me in and they start flying around in the house, that will ruin the laser defense system.
That is an excellent idea. Releasing bees. You know what, Ben? You, sir, are a genius. I'm just leaning into this out of pure spite.
Pretty great. I'm going to...
Beanius.
Oh my god, Brian.
The disgust on Ben's
face. Horrific. No, don't roll. We're going to a break on that. That's horrific.
Oh, it's like you just smelled a bad batch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now welcome back. Now you can do the roll. We're not discussing that word again.
Right, I'm going to bother some bees. I successfully bother the bees.
So, hey! you tear into the hives. There is
That's
a
That's the buzzness.
Stop. Stop right now. So you tear in, and there's a moment of stillness. It's like, oh no, maybe the hives have been, maybe they're abandoned. It is winter. It is snowing. Turns out, St. Engelbert's Wilderness Retreat for the Esoteric and Strange invested in two things. Really good grates and heated beehives for the winter. Bees swarm out everywhere. These still bamboozled VIPs and agricultural workers are just wandering around going, bees, bears, bees.
The royal family.
The royal family, good point. Prince Harry, bears, bees. And it's just complete chaos.
The honeycomb's a disaster.
The bees swarm into the window, presumably drawn by... something. And
my musk.
Winnie, so you're just looking, how
pretty
am
sure
I going
to... There's some honey in here, guys.
How I don't think
I
bees gonna... want honey. Bees make honey.
How am I going to get past...
feed young bees.
They make their own honey from pollen.
Yeah, but
bees don't raid supermarkets.
Only because the honey isn't easily accessible to them.
So all of the...
Bees don't have thumbs. It's really obvious when I think about it, actually.
So all of the bees, they start winning with no one, all bees swarming. You're like, oh, that would have been a really good idea to tear off the beehives. That's a good idea.
I'd like to sense some honey inside the
Bear
building.
With me to finish the description of all of the bees do head in and do first set off and then proceed to clog up all of the laser tripwires, which weren't just tripwires. Turns out they're a little bit shooty.
Oh, no!
There's the distinct...
Actually, that would have been fine for the bulletproof.
There's the distinct smell of freshly roasted bees.
Delicious.
It smells amazing to your berry noses. You may now sense for honey. You can give me the bonus roll.
Fail, no. Because my bear is only one currently.
Oh. Aww. Wait, so you wanted that to happen?
Yep, I'm playing the system, you guys.
Okay, so you fail and then having to initiate your flashback, or are you not?
No.
No, because a failure makes him more bear.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
He's too criminal.
Of course, of course. So you proceed to scent for honey.
No, I've spent too long in my life of crime. I've lost my beary ways.
It must be the diesel fumes from those quad bikes. Yeah. It's just all up in your nose, but yeah, you get nothing. Nothing at all.
Makes me angry, though.
In fact, there's a lot of people don't know that there's actually a layer of microwave background honey that permeates, you know, the universe. You can't even smell that at the moment. Like, even your baseline's gone. It's terrible.
I have to reconnect with my roots.
I agree. Boris.
Yeah.
Everyone's freaking out and bees have turned up, but you're still like, door. You can't seem to get through that front door.
I'm going to headbutt it.
I mean, you can try.
I'm going to bash it down with my face.
You can try. Give me bear.
Your big bear face.
Give me bear.
My big bear face. Oh, no.
Well, that dice is gone forever.
No, it's gone forever.
It doesn't count if it's rolled on the floor.
It's gone forever. This is why I got every D6 in the world.
Good. What do I do if it's the same as my bear?
That's a success.
Oh, yep. Good.
Equal to or lower. You succeed.
I do. Succeeded bashing down the door
electronic door. You're like, argh! You bash it with your face. The first thing that happens is the fake wood paneling on the front comes off, revealing the solid steel door underneath. Well, that would make sense for why you were having so much trouble with it earlier. Yeah. Bang, 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 over and over. It's like someone opening a can with a spoon. It's just brute force and time. Bang, 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 bang. Winnie and Toddles can hear this down the corridor. Bang, bang, bang.
Sounds like there's some kind of giant robot.
Like, it takes ages for the sake of just collecting you guys together. You come to the front door to find finally the head has made it through.
There's Boris.
Bang, bang, bang.
Hi. Don't let me in.
There's a large,
obvious there's a button here. Boop.
The door proceeds to slide.
Oh, no,
hits Boris's face. Neck. And he's just like...
My beautiful face.
Undo it.
There's no undo button. There's no undo button.
It starts opening more.
Get your head out.
You can pull your head out.
Thank you.
The door opens.
What, welcome to the honey lounge. Here we're going to get a lot of good honey.
Mostly people are fleeing, so I think you might have dealt with every person there.
Fantastic. This is all working out really well.
It's going swimmingly.
All right. Time to get the honey. Where is it?
I'm not sure.
But that's... What about your nose?
The nose knows.
The nose does know.
It got really full from the fumes from the quad bike.
Well, let's use our eyes instead.
Okay.
I'm going to look for the honey.
Okay.
What a novel idea.
My sheet implies that is a standard bear roll, since I have advantage on it. But that implies that all bears could do that. I mean, it seems like cheating just
all
to do the same
roll.
All
bears can scent honey.
Same roll just twice in a row.
All bears can scent honey. So however, Winnie's nose is full of fumes. You other two could try without the advantage that Winnie brings to the table.
I'm sure I'll try and smell some honey. Is this a criminal action or a bear action?
It's the same way that like all bears can climb. It's not like...
No.
What do you mean, no?
There's too many bees in the air. I can't smell the honey.
I succeed.
You succeed, because you're basically full bear at all times, aren't you?
Well, I mean,
right now,
you've had some successes, so the bear stat should start to drop.
Yeah, you're now less bear.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I was going to say, that must have failed, because you did succeed to get through the door.
Well, sorry, you're back up to 5-1 now.
But you're now back
failed.
Up. So none of you can smell any honey. It's almost like they've placed the honey in a place you couldn't smell.
We're just going to have to tear this whole place apart looking for it.
Presumably you proceed to tear the whole place apart?
Yes!
That sounds pretty bare to me.
Bare rolls, bare rolls, bare rolls. I succeed in tearing the place apart.
I fail.
I also fail.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, that might be the Deadlands for you.
Oh, wait, no, the run.
Boris goes full bare, you guys. You've already had two emergency flashbacks. I don't think you can afford another one.
I did say everyone gets 3, but no more, and you will want to survive long enough to help your pals. You get your final flashback, but it's better be a good one.
Okay, well, let's quickly...
Just bear in mind that you've used your 3, so you also won't be able to voluntarily eat some honey later to get yourself more...
So we should quickly set the scene there for this to be good. We're probably in the back of the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
We've knocked over the ice cream machine, and we've made, like, a rudimentary map out of twigs, acorns, berry juice, and leaves. There's a broad perimeter, and you've got a stick, which we're using as like a pointer to push around like the little bear models we've made.
This is all very nice. Okay, so I need a way to get myself out of failing to tear something apart.
What happens if you can't find the honey? What's the contingency?
I don't want to say give up and cry.
Tell you what, guys, I've got a crazy idea.
Ooh. Okay, so we're trying to tear apart the...
Basically, you are literally just tearing at the walls, tearing up floorboards. This isn't looking. This is, if you destroy the house enough, the honey might turn up.
Okay.
But you're just getting too into it. That's the problem, is you've gotten too into it, and you're just going full bear. You're just going full bear, because you got shot, and that made you feel quite bear-y. And then doors, and what even are doors? Is that really more bear-y? And then, so that's the problem that we've got.
All right, so we're looking at the map. So I'm like,
so... If it's not in this room, it might be... Ooh.
Don't knock over our things. We've only got one ice cream truck.
We need this thing to last the whole way through the entire ice.
Oh, it's integral to the plan.
How will we get away without the ice cream truck?
Don't know, we might just have to give up and cry. But we're not there yet.
That's a terrible plan. Let's not do that.
What are we going to do if we can't find the honey, Boris?
We need to look deeper.
Deeper?
Into the mystery. It might be... So if this is the room, it might be below the room or above the room.
What are your... What's your contingency for if you start bearing out? How are they going to stop you bearing out?
We could play that song you like.
Oh!
You know,
running around robbing banks all jacked off of Scooby Snacks. Because we're fun-loving criminals.
I was going to go with Edith Piaf, but it's either, you know, I was Jeanne Agretta Rianne.
I'm pretty certain.
What's a good bear-based song?
I'm pretty certain that Boris likes both of them played simultaneously.
Yeah. Okay, right. Well, I'll start singing that. You start singing that, all right?
Smash back to the present.
Let's play the song!
3, 2, 1.
No,
running around, robbing
no regret
banks,
all
jacked up with Scooby
no,
snacks.
No, no regret.
Wait, wait. And now, how does it sound to all of the humans outside who are still not running away? They just managed to bring you back from the brink. But you have no saves left.
That's okay.
Across either side.
Okay. Well, we succeeded.
Ben succeeded. I failed, but you succeeded.
I succeeded.
Yes. Have you all statted up?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You remain almost full bear.
I've
been 5-1 for like.
I'm back to 3-3.
Four fifths of the campaign.
I'm a balanced bear.
Oh, I'll get you guys. So,
I've managed to get to 5 on both tracks during this.
So you start tearing, and then you're like, ooh, floorboard, tear them up. Ooh, there's space underneath, tear them up. And for you specifically, Toddles, because you're the one that passed, right?
Oh, yes, Toddles
passed. So it's tear, 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 tear. The others kind of go a bit randomly. You just keep going down. I mean, there's more stuff, so why stop? So you keep going down.
Gonna find a picnic basket.
You make it down through basement one. From the outside, you just see a bear slowly disappearing down into the ground. Mm-hmm. You make it to basement layer two. You make it to basement layer three. And then you hit concrete and you're like, oh. And then you look up and see a huge metal vault door. You know, real proper classic style.
Told you, science vault.
And then you see the secret elevator off to the left-hand side. Elevator because, you know, it's a summer camp, so it's kind of got to have an American vibe. And, there's the secret elevator that none of you noticed. You were too busy smashing things. But, yeah, huge vault. That'd explain why you couldn't smell it.
Shouting up,
hey, guys, I think I found it. That's one big picnic basket. Quiet, babu.
we join Toodles in the basement.
Toddles!
Pumph! There are now two more bears.
Fantastic.
So, did we bring our lockpicks? God dang it.
What's the plan? You have a huge vault.
What is around it? Is it like an electronic keypad?
Yeah.
I'm going to rip off the cover and hack it.
Oh, you're going to hack it? All right, give me a criminal check.
It's the same principle as hotwiring a car. I'm just going to hotwire the door mechanism.
If that everyone knows that with all electronics, if you connect all of the wires at the same time... The thing happens.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
That is true for bombs.
I'm gonna roll roll criminal. I succeed.
So,
hey!
Oh, feeling criminal again, guys.
You use all your inherent skills, and you're like, I'm pretty certain I remember how this goes. The red wire connects to the bang, bang, big puff of smoke comes out of it, and then the vault door just clunk, 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 clunk. It doesn't appear to like swing open for you or anything, but
we open it.
Very heavy.
Well, it should be well balanced. It's a rich person's vault.
Yeah, it's not.
I broke the balancing mechanism, you guys. But it should be openable. Just pull on it.
Let's push it open.
Yes. I will also help.
Both of you give me a bear check.
I succeed.
Turning into a ghost.
Now, because no one apparently knows how vaults work, the vault, which opens outwards... Oh. You proceed to push in. I know you succeeded.
No. Pushing as in getting in the gap and pushing.
Just let me play out with this.
You're not allowed to say since no one knows how vaults work, and then I'm allowed to correct it.
You both said you push it in.
No, I said push.
Yeah,
It's a pull door.
No, not if you get in the gap, which is when it opens.
When is the last time that you saw a pull door? Like, could you push that open?
I am sorry.
For me?
I am sorry. The blooming classic thing is the door opens, it scoots open, so there's like just like a hand's width in gap.
And then you pull it open.
Not if you stand next to the wall and push it.
No.
If the balancing mechanism isn't working,
so guys,
I need the leverage.
This is a really good example. When two people at the table start arguing about a really unimportant, uninteresting thing, it's really good for someone involved in the game just to call an end to it and just to proceed. Which, if you can't decide, if one person's on one side, then basically the GM chooses, or you roll a dice to decide which one's happening, and you don't make a big deal out of a really unimportant detail that doesn't matter to the progression of the plot.
Well said, Bryn. And as I was saying,
that's enough, boys.
Yes. Moving on.
I'm going to roll the dice to see which works. And I'm taking GM's privilege for a plus one. You need a 5 or 6 to be right, Ben.
What a monster.
You got a 5, you got lucky.
Yeah! Justice wins!
So you,
let's open the vault!
You see it's an obvious pull door, so you back up to the wall and push it open, despite the large obvious handles you could have pulled.
And obviously the extra leverage you get from pushing against yourself
and the door grinds open. It's very, very clear that, you know, blowing the electrics has probably affected the automatic counterweight system that's electronically balanced. That's fine. So you remember, you manage to, you know, tear it open, and you see inside there's all of these empty deposit boxes, but on a steel table bolted down is a very large, basically oversized attaché case with like pairs of locks on it and so on. And it's just in the middle of this spotlit table in the middle of the vault.
When you say overlarge, like, are we talking like something that could have like a big sniper rifle, or are we talking like a bit of a van? Or?
No, a big, okay. a big sniper rifle.
We could lift it.
As bears, yeah, you're fine. Okay. But clearly this isn't full of paper.
Hopefully full of honey. good honey.
So much honey.
Lots of delicious.
Did you say it's bolted down?
The case isn't. The table is.
Grab it and run! I'm going to barrel in, throw the case off of the table, out the door, and barrel back it like back out again.
Okay, as you do so, you hear the psss, as, why would you have bright green poison gas? That makes no sense. And yet, the bright green poison gas starts pouring into the vault, and the door, which was seemingly broken, begins to close on you.
Oh no!
Give me... How do you want to get out of it? I'll allow you to bear or criminal your way.
So I was going to just like barrel in, grab the case, lob it, and just charge back out in a very...
Go bear, then. Go bear.
Inelegant way.
Yeah, go bear.
Boris, hold the door open.
So the door starts grinding shut. Of course, that was why it didn't want to open. Big gas starts pouring in. You manage to throw the attaché case, which clatches in the door. You then full like legs spread. Into the case,
yes.
Wrap yourself around it.
Solid.
The door closes.
No. He leaves his hat behind. As the door's closing.
And then reaches it. That's fair. That is fair. That is important.
Stand up, readjust it on my head, and say, "Let's roll."
You do then hear a huge roar from up at the top of the house. And then something bursts, dropping down into the basement. And you see what you at first think, well, this must be the auctioneer, this must be the person who's in charge, but they're huge. They're massive, they're in a suit, but they are massive. See, Helen's giving me this big, bright face. This is not a good thing.
Is it another bear?
They tear off the person's face, revealing...
It's Prince Harry!
I think it might be now. Whatever it was.
Emergency change! Wait. Okay, adding Prince Harry to known security features. Yes. Good, Helen, good. That's far better. He tears off the... This was not where I was going, but it is now. He tears off his human mask, revealing the insectoid bee face of Prince Harry.
I knew it!
He then tears out of the bodysuit that he was wearing and has his big, you know, big stinger ready, huge wings, and you hear... You don't speak bees. Push door!
Hands.
How do you plan on dealing with Prince Harry?
I think
you cannot get past Prince Harry without dealing with him.
I think we just all maul him.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
So,
we've committed light treason earlier by impersonating a royal. It's time to commit some heavy treason.
Okay. So I'm gonna opening gambit for the triple maul. I'm gonna grab the attaché case and just overhead like javelin at him, shouting, "I'm sure you'll get a buzz out of this."
Good. Give me the roll. We'll do these one at a time.
I succeed.
You succeed. Prince Harry's reeling. His mandibles. Do bees have mandibles?
Yeah.
This one does.
I'm very small for a bear, and I'm being backed up by a very large bear. So I'm just going to go low. I'm going to go with his many, many legs.
Oh, good call, good call.
I succeed!
Yes!
Hooray.
You go in and full... knock out all of the giant bee legs, one at a time. Prince Harry stumbles backwards, backed up against the wall. He can't use his wings because they're pressed backwards. Boris, we need a killing blow here.
Yes, I shall go and deliver the killing blow. I shall go and rip out his throat. I succeed.
It's almost like your full bear. So yeah,
almost.
You reach out and you just crunch. You tear it out. Of course, the way that exoskeletons work, it's not so much like a fleshy throat that you tear out as most of the beak, and just I think you might have killed a... Does it count as regicide if it's not the actual monarch?
No.
Oh, you're fine then. Still light treason.
No, it's definitely heavy treason.
Heavy treason. So, yeah, you listen.
It's not even that high in the line to the throne anymore because of all the babies.
Yeah. So, I mean, as it stands...
medium treason.
Like light to mid, let's say.
I mean, and he was trying to conceal his bee nature, so he probably flew in by helicopter. So you know what it's time for, guys? Hijacking a helicopter.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
We go up to the ungreased portion of the roof.
Yep, which had the helipad. You should have gone up that way, Boris. What were you thinking? It was right there.
It's in the middle. There's grease all around it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Thankfully, you didn't destroy the stairs up, so
yeah,
not a problem.
So I'm gonna roll to hijack a helicopter.
Get away. Yeah, I like it.
I'm at 5 criminal right now, so this is the perfect time to do it.
Yes.
I succeed.
Oh, I really wanted you to get 6, get in the helicopter and leave them. Never come back.
No, that's a success. Technically, that puts me to 6 criminal. Unless you guys feed me some honey.
Oh, this is your last chance. Either.
I haven't had a flashback yet.
Yeah,
that's true.
So this is it.
Either a flashback happens or he just steals. I'm like, Tunnels, put in the honey and let's go. But put the honey in first.
Hang on a minute, Winnie. I've never heard you make such a criminal laugh before. Are you sure you're not planning anything?
No.
Decision times. Flashback or no? I'm allowing
it's not flashback.
It.
You have to bear.
Oh yeah, you have to
criminal.
Feed them. Oh,
so you
you're
have
right.
To feed me
you're
them
right. Ignore me. Ignore me.
Tell you what, then. What about we make a deal? You see. What about we feed you $100,000 worth of honey now in exchange for a 3-way split later?
Okay,
Boris.
I'll open the attaché case. Deliver the honey.
You open the attaché case. Inside, you see an enormous amount of foam and then a very, very, very small vial of the purest manure. Not manure. That is not what you can make an extract out of. Manuka.
Yeah.
You see the purest.
A menorah.
Oh. It's not Hanukkah.
I mean, it's expensive, but it's not what I was hoping for. So the purest manuka extract, and yeah, it turns out it's just tiny, and the case is just protective foam.
In which case, I'll get a tiny little teaspoon.
And
just hand it to Boris, be like, deliver the honey.
Between episodes, I looked up some facts about sun bears, and I have an incredibly long, thin tongue.
Oh, you're one of those bears!
So my little tongue can, like, snake out and just dip into the honey. And it'll rebear me, and we can all get into the helicopter and fly off!
I'm not even going to need a roll.
Yep. Offer you the spoonful of...
Spoonful?!
Okay.
That's it. No. We didn't say how small the spoon was.
Fair. You know what? That's on me.
Extremely small.
So yeah, I guess you succeed as the fires start at Engelbert's Wilderness Retreat, because why wouldn't it? Sorry, Engelbert's Wilderness Retreat for the Esoteric and Strange. What's wrong with me? And it starts burning itself off the face of the earth. You drive off in the royal helicopter, which is, and I've decided, enormous, gilded, and shaped like a beehive.
Fantastic.
As we
hang on, Boris. Doesn't that mean you're now second in line to the throne? Our greatest heist yet.
For God's sake. You fly off into the moonlight. That went so weird.
The final boss was Prince Harry slash a giant bee in a human suit. I mean, I could not have been more perfect.
Well, you know, happy
that
new
went
year,
exactly
I guess.
As I expected.
That's a good way to round off the
Should
year.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Best puns are the one that cause other people pain.
Genuinely, it wasn't because the pun was bad. It's just because I found the word beanius quite upsetting. Just for some reason. It wasn't a particularly bad pun. It's just that word was like, ooh, I don't like that word at all.
It sounds like when you've worn a beanie too long and it has that sort of stick. I don't know.
Oh, it sounds like some horrible supervillain where they're wearing a beanie, but it's actually just an exposed brain under like a throbbing, pulsating
beanius.
And then you poke them and like, oh, brain damage, and they fall over. It's a very bad supervillain.
Should have chosen a helmet or something.
I always thought that about, what's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Krang.
All someone needs to do is pick up a stone and just skim it right in. It's just like, dunk.
I'm going to guess he's in like some kind of bulletproof glass thing.
No, because he could grab things. He could reach out and grab things.
I think he had like little joysticks, didn't he? Yeah. Anyway, we're wasting time.